Remarks of Congressman Bobby Scott. From the editor, Representative Bobby Scott has been the congressman for the 3rd District of Virginia since 1993. He has the distinction of being the first African American elected to Congress from the Commonwealth of Virginia since Reconstruction. He currently serves as the chairperson of the Committee on Education and Labor in the United States House of Representatives. From this position, he demonstrates his courage and commitment as the chief champion with his commitment to the Transformation to Competitive Employment Act that, when passed, will eliminate unequal pay to workers with disabilities. Here are the remarks he made.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark, for your very kind introduction, and thank you for inviting me to join this year's great gathering in. You know, you gave all those quotes. Let me give you another one. Martin Luther King frequently said that the moral arc of the universe is long, but it bends towards justice. Now, others have added in the moral arc of the universe is long, but it bends towards justice, but it doesn't bend by itself. The National Federation of the Blind is bending that arc towards justice, and I want to thank you for all of that work. I want to recognize the NFB board and staff, as well as Federation members around the country. But I want to especially thank those. How many are here from Virginia? So I want to give a shout out to Tracy, Eureka, and Stuart, and everybody from Virginia that are here today. And I want to thank all the Virginian members that worked with me when I was in the state Senate. We got legislation passed to help those who use bioptic lenses to be able to drive if they could pass the test. The law before then, no license, no way. And because of your help, we were able to enable those to be able to drive. Advancing equal opportunity and independence for the blind and people with disabilities requires us to work together. Thanks to your hard work and some strong partnerships, I'm happy to report that the House Committee on Education and Labor is making progress. Last October, we introduced the College Affordability Act, or the CAA, a comprehensive overhaul of the nation's higher education system. The proposal not only lowers the cost of college, improves the quality of college, it also expands opportunities for those students to graduate, including those with disabilities. Specifically, the bill provides faculty with the resources to deliver accessible and inclusive instruction and leverage accessible instructional materials and technology. Simply put, the College Affordability Act better aligns our higher education system with the Americans with Disabilities Act and Individuals with Disabilities Education Act so that all students can reach their full potential. We've also worked with Congress to guarantee workers with disabilities to earn a fair wage. This past July, the House passed the Raise the Wage Act, which would gradually increase the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2025. More than 10 years without a minimum wage increase, the longest period in history, this bill will increase the pay for over 33 million workers, lift 1.3 million out of poverty, including 600,000 children. But the Raise the Wage Act does not just ensure that some workers have access to a decent wage. It ensures that all workers receive the full minimum wage by eliminating the 14C sub-minimum wage. That 14C sub-minimum wage is outdated and discriminatory, that has not been reformed since 1938 when the Fair Labor Standards Act was created over 80 years ago. The provision continues to allow employers to pay workers with disabilities sub-minimum wages based not on performance and skill, but on their disability status alone. Today, more than half the workers with disabilities who are paid that minimum wage make less than $2 an hour. The worst cases, workers with disabilities can be, and some are paid, just pennies an hour. The 14C sub-minimum wage is a relic of our time that assumed that people with disabilities could not perform. Yet thanks to generations of struggle, federal laws like the ADA now guarantee the right to access and participation in our communities. This year, This year we'll celebrate the 30th anniversary of the ADA, which passed with overwhelming bipartisan support and was even signed by a Republican president. Every member of Congress should now agree that it's long past time for all workers, regardless of zip code, race, gender, or ability status, to have the right to earn a fair wage. But it's been more than 200 days. It's been more than 200 days since the House passed the Raise the Wage Act, and so you need to talk to your senators to tell them to take up this bill. We have to keep up the pressure. Senators blocking this bill must explain to voters why they do not believe that workers deserve a decent wage, especially when studies have shown that there is, if you're working full-time at the minimum wage of $7.25, you cannot afford a modest two-bedroom apartment in any county in this country. I didn't say can't afford it in San Francisco and Manhattan. No county in America can a full-time minimum wage worker earn be able to afford a modest two-bedroom apartment. So while the Raise the Wage Act awaits action in the Senate, the committee is also working on ways to ensure that workers with disabilities can successfully transition out of the 14C subminimum wage. Earlier this year, I introduced H.R. 873, the Transformation to Competitive Employment Act, which is a bipartisan proposal to accompany the Raise the Wage Act while the minimum wage bill phases out the 14C subminimum wage. This bill compels states and employers to work with the disability community towards creating fully integrated and competitive employment opportunities for all workers with disabilities. The bill establishes a competitive grant program to push states to transition workers with disabilities paid a subminimum wage to help transition them to competitive integrated employment. Even in states that don't want to participate, the bill provides resources directly to businesses to independently form partnerships that meet the needs of both employers and workers. And finally, the bill establishes a nationwide technical assistance center to help transition individuals to competitive integrated employment. The evidence is clear. Individuals with disabilities are more productive and effective when they are integrated into the general workforce and paid a fair wage. The Transformation to Competitive Employment Act protects civil rights of individuals with disabilities and encourages businesses to tap into this underutilized resource. Now, with your support, we'll continue to work on a bipartisan basis with our colleagues to bring the Transformation to Competitive Employment Act to the House floor. And finally, I'm pleased to see that the members of the NFB were able to offer testimony to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights at a hearing on the subminimum wage last November, where I also testified on the need to support workers with disabilities to end the 14C subminimum wage and provide resources to transition workers with disabilities into competitive integrated employment. Ending 14C is a critical civil rights issue that deserves our nation's attention. So throughout the last eight decades, NFB has been a critical advocate for the rights of blind Americans, and please continue to stay engaged and make your voices heard, and do not back down. In the words of NFB founder Dr. Tenbrook, he said that if we work together, we can do more than just guarantee the right to live in this world. We can empower people with abilities to thrive in this world. Thank you very much for all that you do.